A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 20th day of June, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we had a really great J.R. Moore radio show meetup last night. We had a couple come from St. Louis, about 120 miles away, and a lady from Central Illinois, more than 200 miles away. A couple other gentlemen showed up as well that had never been there before. Very lively conversation, and it was a lot of fun. Prepper tip of the day. Don't get caught up in scenarios or anguishing about whether it's going to be a false flag attack or a real flag attack or other scenarios or dates, either one. You want something to focus on, just focus on a grid down scenario. That's about as bad as it can be, quite frankly. And do what you can as quick as you can. Don't focus on a specific date. Just do what you can as quickly as you can. And as I frequently say, don't anguish over what you're not capable of doing. Take joy in what you can do and focus on that. Before we get to our usual Friday guest, we do have a quick announcement here by a gentleman I'll be meeting with this weekend, Mr. Mike Slack. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John.
Real good, sir. Well, this weekend is the big event, the Go Green Self-Reliance Festival, isn't it, sir?
It is. We're looking forward to it. And to seeing you, you have a lot of fans in the area.
Well, Thayer, Missouri is on Highway 19, just about a mile from the Arkansas border. And how many of these have you put on so far, Mike?
This will be number six. And
right.
We started out very small in 2009 and gradually grew. The last two events have had about 150 vendors and almost 3,000 people attending.
Well, that's certainly, for your area, that's a very good size event for Thayer, Missouri, obviously. I'll be speaking there on Sunday the 22nd. The event goes tomorrow and Sunday all day long. There will be a speaker, was it once an hour or so?
Once an hour, and if I could name just a few of them, I think...
Please, please.
Mike Brown on steam engines, Dan Collins on survival by preparedness, Bob Gaskin from Black Dog Survival, speaking twice, John Price on ham radio communication, Doug Breathour, I apologize, my dogs are not polite,
okay.
Doug Breathour and Jim Hart on wood gas energy, Mike Evans from America's Voice Now, Jill Henderson on seed saving and GMO information. We have a speaker on solar power, a speaker on making your own biofuel, Lynette Pate, the organic guru, Don McPherson on medical care when there is no doctor, Doreen Hannes on Agenda 21, John Moore, and you know, we have a doctor I have not met yet, Jim Caesar from Branson, Missouri, who'll be talking on suturing wounds when there is no physician available.
Right, right. His presentations get a lot of people that show up. Well, Mike, we tried to get you on my second hour yesterday. We had technical difficulties. We're going to make the attempt again today at 8 o'clock Central to have you on my blog talk show for an hour and really get into some in detail and nuances of these various speakers and events that are going on. But this will be this weekend at the Thayer City Park in Thayer, Missouri, a town that size. I don't think we need to give any better directions, do we?
Well, or if you're in West Plains on Highway 63, just head south about 20 miles.
Okay.
Can't miss.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll make the attempt to get you on for a full hour at 8 o'clock, and I look forward to meeting you over the weekend. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Okay. We do have patiently waiting in the green room our friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. Earth changes. Flu viruses, and the Fukushima radiation event. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, it's hot and humid here.
Well, it's not much different 100 miles southwest of you. So.
Listen, we have reports of chikungunya in Tennessee and in Virginia and in Florida.
Reports of what?
Chikungunya.
It sounds like a Creole dish.
Yeah. Well, this virus can kill you.
Oh, okay. Okay. It would be a side dish for chicken gumbo or something.
It came into the Mediterranean, it came into the Caribbean about 6 months ago, and they've been watching it, and then, you know, people holiday in the Caribbean, and they're bringing it back with them, and now it's spreading. It's carried by the same mosquito that it carries meningitis and encephalitis. So, and that mosquito is throughout the eastern seaboard. So this is that we're under attack from another biological weapon. We don't think that it was deliberately introduced, but who can tell these days?
That's right.
Normally chikungunya comes from Africa, and it's a serious disease over there. And it's carried by mosquitoes, as I said. Now, where they get it from, I don't know.
Well, before you move on, there's been, in the last 10 years, inordinate number of highly, highly qualified scientists with that area of expertise that have died under, shall we say, quite suspicious circumstances.
Well, we're pretty sure that West Nile virus, by the way, they have found West Nile virus here in Missouri now, and other places in the country, it's apparently getting a head start because of the warm weather. We are pretty sure that West Nile virus was deliberately introduced into New York City, and then also into Los Angeles. And the reason I say that is because it a mosquito came in, and normally the mosquito would bite a bird, and then the bird would carry the virus. Well, we were, all of us, like 5 years ago, were watching the flyways because we expected the bird to travel north and south. Birds
right.
don't migrate east and west.
Right.
And the year after that, it appeared in Los Angeles. So we're pretty sure that it was a bioweapon. And not only that, West Nile virus doesn't occur in Europe, which is at the same latitude.
Highly suspicious. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 20th of June. I was speaking yesterday with Rich Melton, the proprietor of Cover 6 Gear, and he has a couple of new products coming out. Well, the reintroduction of the AR-15, and in about 4 to 8 weeks, AR-15s should be ready to put back on the market from Cover 6 Gear, and a new line of holsters that will be available in about 4 to 6 weeks also. In the meantime, he has a hybrid holsters. This is a unique system where once you buy one holster, which consists of the leather platform and the what they call chassis, in the Kydex shell for to fit one pistol. You can buy extra shells to fit different pistols because the shells are all interchangeable and the holes will line up with the leather chassis. So it's a great way to have a lot of flexibility with your system of carrying your pistols and be able to save some money in the meantime. And saving money is something we're always looking to do, isn't it? You can get all the details at cover6gear.com and the order line, if you want to place your order on the telephone, is area code 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison this morning, and we're talking about this mosquito-borne disease, which apparently is a biological weapon. I think that first introduction in New York, there's a lot of belief and speculation, Ann, that it came from Plum Island.
Well, it well could have. We know that all nations, all the countries, are dabbling in biowarfare, and that includes the United States. And, you know, they moved Plum Island to the middle of Kansas.
Right.
And that certainly didn't make any sense to me.
Well, Manhattan, Kansas is not where I would put something that deals with anthrax in the middle of the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet.
Well, that brings up the subject of weather. Twin gigantic tornadoes rotating around each other. It was a multi-vortex tornado, had 2-mile-wide tornadoes touch down and wiped out a city in Nebraska. And I'm sure that you saw pictures of it.
Well, I talked to Professor McKinney, addressed that briefly Wednesday, he found it quite extraordinary, and he's not quite sure how that could be created by human beings, although he's very concerned that it was.
Well, you won't find the creation of gigantic tornadoes in the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report. I mean, they will say that climate is going to be more variable. And so if you know what that means that we're going to have more cold records, more hot records, more excesses. But they never promised us troubled two twin gigantic tornadoes in the middle of Nebraska. And we don't have any pictures of anything like that. I mean, these are the first time
right.
that we've seen something like this. And are they going to get bigger? Well, if you watch that movie The Day After Tomorrow, you might think they're going to get bigger.
Right. Well, mid-level and upper-level FEMA managers, they do tell their friends and relatives to watch that film and another one if they want to know what the future of America is.
Well, yes. We've seen weather patterns that mimic what was in that movie. So we have these giant tornadoes cutting across our cropland, and then if we put that, you know, Nebraska is just the state north of Kansas, and Kansas is where the Plum Island facility was moved to. Can you imagine? Do you think that bioresearch laboratory in the middle of Kansas was built to? These were tornado category fours. So 150 to 200 mile per hour winds. Do you think that facility was built to survive?
Well, it's simple engineering to have steel reinforced concrete and steel shutters to survive that kind of event in an above ground structure. Whether they're built that way, I don't have a clue.
Well, I think somebody needs to find out. I think somebody needs to look into that, because when it was first built, what? 5 years ago? How long has it been since?
That's approximately right, yeah.
We had no history of giant tornadoes, twin tornadoes. We had no history of that, and especially at a Category 4 level. Normally, the multi-vortex tornadoes that I've seen have been fairly small, Category 1 or a 2, and at least the pictures I've seen. Of course, we got more people looking now, And it's possible that we had these things. But, you know, this whole climate change is going to change. It's going to change the way we live. And by the way, I was told by a reputable insurance man here that, you know, those people that build their homes on the bluffs or the people that build their homes in a floodplain,
right.
let's say floodplain, and you know they have to have insurance and they get insurance, and then we pay the insurance companies, that is us, the rest of us pay for their houses to be refurnished. Well, he said that FEMA allows that, and it won't allow the insurance companies to raise their rates on those people. They've got enough political pull, they've got enough wealth that they can afford to build in the floodplain and have the rest of us subsidize their lifestyle.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah.
What about on the bluffs? What's the relevance of being on a bluff out of the floodplain?
Well, the same thing. You don't pay full insurance on that. You know, there was a house in California that just fell down a bluff. And in order to keep it...
The rock slides and dirt slides, you know, that's not an issue in Missouri. We got usually pretty solid rock to build on.
Well, we've had some landslides, but yes, that's right. And that's why I changed it to the flooding, because that was more. Do you think that they have different insurance? Do you think FEMA acts differently in California than it does in Missouri?
I doubt it, too.
It's
not the nature of these big organizations. And we got a caller here. We got Bill in Kansas. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Bill.
I need to bring the point, since you were talking about the mosquitoes, we're in harvest time here in Kansas. And by the way, John, it's going real bad. we're getting dry rot from all the lack of moisture, and now we got moisture.
Which crop is getting dry rot?
The wheat.
Wheat, okay.
Okay. But anyways, we've had an influx of mosquitoes. As you all know, we've had a drought over the last 4 years. And all of a sudden we get some rain up here this last couple weeks, and now we're getting almost 10 times as many mosquitoes abounding in the area. I mean, the migrant field workers are having to rub down with the mud in order to escape the tragedy of being bit by so many mosquitoes at a time. It is terrible. And which would give cause and worry to the passing of the West Nile disease in this area, because it's already starting to show up in Kansas.
Well, yeah, they're reporting it in Texas, and they're calling it Texas-sized mosquitoes. They say because of the drought, you had the drought before you had the rains, and the mosquitoes that survived were the ones that were the
big tough mosquitoes survive.
Yeah, the big tough mosquitoes survive.
And they're aggressive, and they're so aggressive. I mean, you can't go out the last couple nights. You go out and you turn black. I hear it coming.
I can smell that blood. We have a bottom of the hour break. Bill, hold on. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gerald Moore. It is Friday, the 20th of June. Quick reminder, I do have a second hour of radio starting at 8 a.m. this morning, Central Time. On Blog Talk Radio is a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. And hopefully I'll get the technical bugs worked out. We couldn't even get on the air yesterday. I was talking to a freeze-dried guy a few weeks ago. He says, John, let's get these long-range patrol rations out to help people just as quick as we can, get them out the door so people can get them in their inventory and have them ready if and when the time arrives that they need them. And we've been doing that. Long-range patrol rations are moving out. These inventory is gradually shrinking. Here's what's available at the moment. As of this, when I closed the business yesterday, spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, and granola and blueberries. That's it. Everything else is sold out. You can get all the nutritional facts, the cost per case, delivered to your door, shipping included to the lower 48, at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. If you want your long-range patrol rations, get them while you can. Toll-free hour line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say it again, 866-404-3663. 404-3663, freezedryguy.com. Bill, do you have any final comments before we move on here, sir?
Yes. Bring up about Nebraska and all the tornadoes. During those tornadoes, people have to understand, HAARP was activated. It will be continued to activate until the 22nd of this month. And during that period of time, there were radar returns from Kansas, Dodge City, and Oklahoma radar and Advanced Air Force Base that indicated that there was a wind line developed that rolled through and up into the low pressure front that emanated those tornadoes that hit in that the Norfolk area, which included the twin tornadoes.
Bill, that reminds me. I was talking to Professor McKinney privately yesterday. He said, John, there was a storm front that came through Minnesota, and it got to a certain point, and there was a line just straight as a straight edge where the storm stopped and just continued to dump and dump and dump water, causing massive flooding in Minnesota. He says, John, that can't happen naturally.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Bill, we appreciate the call, sir. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Yes, sir. And next we go to James in Oklahoma. Good morning, James.
I was just going to tell Ian that we had a tornado last year that was an F5, and it was 2.5 mile wide, and it had two or three little tornadoes in it.
Really?
That's okay, so it was a two or three vortice tornado. It was an EF5. I remember that coming through, and I remember the damage that it did. And that's normally what you see is that the when you have a multi-vortice tornado, the tornadoes are smaller. But I don't think we've ever seen the twin tornadoes that we saw last week in Nebraska.
All right. Well, James, we appreciate the call, sir. Anything else before we move on?
That's all. Okay. We've had a lot of mile-wide tornadoes. Those F5 were almost an F6.
Okay. We're going into a new area, a new normal. Thank you, James, for the call. And a typical vortex where it touches down of a tornado is just usually a couple hundred yards wide, maybe a 200-300 yards at the most. But that's no longer the case, is it?
Well, something is happening, and I want to draw people's attention again to the jet stream. You need to really be monitoring the jet stream. The meteorologists that you hear on your local news, they'll talk about the jet stream, but the jet stream is not what they're talking about. They're talking about steering winds, high-level steering winds, and those are at a different level. The jet stream is up at 30,000,
right.
And it's not going anywhere.
What altitude are the steering winds at?
Well, it depends on what they're talking about. They can be at 15,000, 20,000, but they might be lower than that. Then the trade winds are right above the surface, and so it depends on. You have to know what your meteorologist is talking about. They're calling this the jet stream. If you look at the jet stream, it's not going anyplace. I mean, there's no force. And that's, people keep talking about how these storms are just staying over the same place over and dumping a lot of water in the same place.
Right.
Well, that's because there's no jet stream. There's nothing to move them from west to east.
You said there's no jet stream. Could you be more specific?
Well, people need to look at, take a picture of it, look at a graphic. All you have to do is type in Northern Jet Stream and you'll get references. But, for instance, right now, there's a piece of the jet stream, and it says that it's a high, but I don't believe it because the wind direction, they have the wind direction on it. And it's right off of Portugal, and it's a circle. It's not moving from west to east. It's a circle. So you've got a high-level, low-pressure system. I mean, high-level. What I mean is a high-altitude, low-pressure system. All it takes is for a low-pressure system to come through there, and it will form a super hurricane-like structure, or even a tornado. You could call it a tornado, although it's pretty big. I think it might be more like a hurricane since it's off the coast. But there's nothing to blow it. I mean, there's no connections to it. It's just a circle at 30,000 feet of wind that are in a counterclockwise direction.
Really?
Yes, right off the coast of Portugal. In the United States, there's no west to east direction to the jet stream. There's little fingers that are coming down out of the Arctic Circle, and they're bringing us the, you know, next week we're supposed to have a reprieve from the heat. And they'll be those little fingers are going to be bringing us the cold from the Arctic. And then there's a low pressure forming over the northeast and eastern Canada. And that's about the end of the month. There is a movement of the jet stream across the Pacific Ocean, and it's bringing in, let me see if I get this right. Yeah, it's bringing in a low pressure system into British Columbia. So it's already in the Gulf of Alaska.
Well,
people have to be aware that maybe it's climate change, maybe it's HARP, I don't know. But this is a very serious situation. Now, you have said, and I believe you, that the Gulf Stream steers the jet stream.
Well, that's my reporting what Dr. Luigiani Zangari, the PhD scientist, has found in his research. And I reported that, you and I and Dr. Deagle interviewed Dr. Zangari in July 2010.
So, yeah, why don't you repeat what the conclusions were?
Well, this might be because, and there's a article at my website that talks about this, that the Gulf Stream has stopped. Dr. Zangari, when we were interviewing him twice in July 2010, he stated the following, that the Gulf Stream acted as a regulating effect on the jet stream, causing the jet stream to behave in a predictable, knowable fashion, as it had done for centuries. Now that the Gulf Stream stopped, June 12th, 2010, the jet stream is no longer has that regulating effect. And it's not regulated, and it's doing and it's behaving in haphazard, unpredictable fashions that scientists have no way to account for it. There's nothing in their models that will help them predict what it's going to do, because it's always behaved in a different fashion since it had previously been regulated by the Gulf Stream. So we're in uncharted territory here, basically. Everything that's taught in these schools of meteorology no longer applies, because what used to be normal and caused these weather patterns to develop in predictable, knowable fashion is gone, leaving us basically in a lurch here, Anne.
Well, that's what, if you look, and I encourage people to look at it. It's no secret. It's published on the web. It's updated every day. And it's part of the your tax dollars at work, and it's chilling. Now, if you look at the southern hemisphere, it's got a lot of jet stream going clockwise.
Absolutely. Well, it's a whole different thing in the southern hemisphere. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right there.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how supernatural silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 20th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, books that you can download, print out on three-hole punch paper like I do, and put it in a three-ring binder. Books such as The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book older than the Bible, mandatory reading at all military academies. The book The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that can change your life if you implement the principles there. You'll also find an energy cleaner for sale. Another way to change your life. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, out with a chainsaw, cutting brush, often on the Kubota tractor, moving dirt and rock, climbing radio towers, painting a ceiling this past week, a 12-foot high ceiling up and down the ladder. I use energy cleaner every night, go to bed, get a great night's sleep, wake up pain-free with more physical energy and more mental energy. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. And Ann, Bill from Kansas has called back. He's got a couple more things he needs to add to what he said earlier. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Good morning, John, and good morning to you again, Ann. I want to bring the point that during the last 3 weeks, there's been a notable change in the Pacific temperatures, and they're predicting from these Pacific temperatures that we will have an El Nino equivalent to that of 1993, which would enhance the changes of the jet stream during the September, October, November periods. So it's something we need to look forward to, especially in California, where there is no trees left from all the burning, that there will be an increase of moisture along the western coast.
Let me correct you on that. What they have seen a half degree centigrade increase in the temperature of the ocean at the equator. But that's just the first sign of a developing El Nino. It has to remain above half a degree of average for at least 2 to 3 months before there is an El Nino established. And they have not seen that yet. So it won't be until the end of July or August that we will know whether we're going to have an El Nino or not.
Well,
don't jump the gun. This is just the temperature rise is just the first sign that there might be.
Well, a notable change has already shown up off the San Diego coast of Southern Hemisphere aquatic animals being in the area and have mass changes.
Really?
So, yes. So they're seeing whales that never came that far north.
Well, the Pacific Ocean is warming. There's no doubt about it. The Atlantic Ocean is being fed by the ice sheet on Greenland, and so it's not warming as much as the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, with inclusive that, like John said earlier, the Gulf Stream shutdown is creating it where there's lack of warm waters coming out of the Gulf up along the eastern coast. That's also changing the temps up on the Northern Atlantic.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Okay. Well, Bill, thank you for the call. We need to move on here, sir. We appreciate it. And I got the current jet stream map up here. It's kind of meanders across the continental United States. But one of the things that caught my attention is it's only going 80 to 100 miles an hour, which strikes me as being unusually slow.
Very slow. Yes.
It is. About half what I would expect, typically. I've got a regular caller here, April from New Jersey. Good morning, April.
Hi, good morning. Two things. Number one, on May, I think it was the 29th or 30th, our president warned of devastating hurricanes because of, quote-unquote, global warming. And living in New Jersey, and at the coast, we went through Hurricane Sandy. And what I found very interesting about his comments was that he stated storms such as that, Category 1 or 2, would become common. Now, and then I think about what you had just recollected about Professor McCanny stating that, if I heard correctly, that storms of this type where they take a immediate turn left as opposed to going on their normal direction are not normal, along with other things. And then FEMA is giving out, I have never seen so many tweets and announcements, are you ready for hurricane season? Are you ready for hurricane season? So I think that we should be ready because it just doesn't seem, where we live, it's just not normal weather. And when your children are saying, Mom, why isn't the weather right? When they're sensing, right, you know, out of the mouths of babes, and you're like, yeah, I'm not the only one thinking this way. And I'll be quick. I know it's the end of the show. I believe, Mr. Moore, that the reason your communications, I listen to you online, all right, and it's scratchy. I believe that your communication with your listeners is becoming more difficult, and experiencing technical difficulties is because of the veracity and validity of what you're telling your audience.
Well,
you are a wellspring of information and truth, and I want to thank you for your show.
Well, thank you, April, for your call. We appreciate that.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay,
now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we're down to the last 2.5 minutes here. What do you think these people need to hear from you today that would be the most important thing you could tell them?
I want them to know that Liberia, there's been they have the Ebola virus there in Liberia and in Guinea, and the hospital, the major hospital, has shut down. Many of the nurses and healthcare workers cannot be found at the facility. They've left because
that's why they shut it down. Everybody went home.
They decided to boycott work due to fear for their lives as a result of the death of a nurse last weekend. So, and what they want you to do, they have, this is going to be really strange, but the very things that I'm recommending, that is, that people in the healthcare industry change their clothes before they go home, they shower, they work up a good lather, they change into home clothes, and they leave the clothes there at the that they've been wearing during work, because they do not want to take this home with them. I mean, they're being exposed to Ebola, and there's still more and more cases of Ebola. Now, the other thing, they had an international health regulation meeting, and the committee decided that the conditions for a public health emergency of international concern for the MERS coronavirus have not yet been met. So that means that they aren't going to close any borders. They're not going to go into the airports and do any kind of thermal testing. In fact, they say the thermal testing probably would be better to use those that money for screening, to strengthen surveillance, infection control, and prevention.
Right.
We do have a Bangladeshi, he's living in the United States. Now, Bangladesh has not reported any MERS. They've reported their first MERS case. And this Bangladesh person, I cannot get any information out of what airport he flew out of, so he might have flown out of Chicago, he might have flown out of Orlando. But 2 days after he arrived home, he came down with MERS, coronavirus. And he lives in the United States, and he went home. He came into Bangladesh on the 4th of June, and it was the virus was confirmed on the 14th. 10 days later, it was confirmed.
Amazing. And we'll do some radio later in the day with Dr. Deagle. Thank you.
All right, John.
I'll make every attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to be back on the air at 8 a.m. Central Time, and hopefully you'll be able to join me. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your gun. Have a great, fun, productive day. Look forward to talking to you in an hour, and God bless America.